Jobs had honed his trick of using stares and silences to master other people. One of his numbers was to stare at the person he was talking to. He would stare into their fucking eyeballs, ask some question, and would want a response without the other person averting their eyes. According to Kottke, some of Jobs' personality traits, including a few that lasted throughout his career, were borrowed from Friedland. Friedland taught Steve the reality distortion field, said Kottke. He was charismatic and a bit of a con man and could bend situations to his very strong will. He was mercurial, sure of himself, a little dictatorial. Steve admired that, and he became more like that after spending time with Robert. Jobs also absorbed how Friedland made himself the center of attention. Robert was very much an outgoing, charismatic guy, a real salesman, Kottke recalled. When I first met Steve, he was shy and self-effacing, a very private guy. I think Robert taught him a lot about selling, about coming out of his shell, of opening up and taking charge of a situation. Friedland projected a high wattage aura. He would walk into a room and you would instantly notice him. Steve was the absolute opposite when he came to Reed. After he spent time with Robert, some of it started to rub off. On Sunday evenings, Jobs and Friedland would go to the Hare Krishna Temple on the western edge of Portland, often with Kottke and Holmes in tow. They would dance and sing songs at the top of their lungs. We would work ourselves into an ecstatic frenzy, Holmes recalled. Robert would go insane and dance like crazy. Steve was more subdued, as if he was embarrassed to let loose. Then they would be treated to paper plates piled high with vegetarian food. Friedland had stewardship of a 220-acre apple farm, about 40 miles southwest of Portland, that was owned by an eccentric millionaire uncle from Switzerland named Marcel Mueller. After Friedland became involved with Eastern spirituality, he turned it into a commune called the All One Farm, and Jobs would spend weekends there with Kottke, Holmes, and like-minded seekers of enlightenment.